Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Kurt. Good to have you here.
Hey, Don. Thanks so much for having me on.
Absolutely. So, you know, take me through it, because I'll get the pushback either on social media or somebody will call and say, well, Don, you know, you can't blame Biden for, you know, the Fed not acting quickly enough and they should have, blah, 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 blah. But we can blame Biden and Bidenomics for enough. But take me through what you see, what you, as we look at 1 week after. So the zoom in is looking at 1 week day to day of the jobs report, but then zooming out a bit. And as we think about the past nearly 4 years, then zoom out beyond that and take me through what you see as far as fiscal policy related to our economic woes of today.
Absolutely. So we'll look backward, and I hope we'll get a chance to look forward as well about some of the challenges we're facing. But this week we saw a pretty weak jobs report. It was a lot below expectations. There are indications that the economy is slowing down. It's probably too early to call it a recession. There's a technical definition of all of that. But the economy is not growing as fast as it normally does, and that's a cause for concern. The stock market reacted to that news. The valuations of a lot of different stocks have fallen as because of that, and so people's retirement accounts are taking a bit of a hit right now. Stepping back to the last 4 years, or three and a half or so, we've seen a really activist administration, and enabled by Congress in the first 2 years, to try to reshape American society in pretty fundamental ways. We're right about the two-year anniversary of the CHIPS Act, trying to engage industrial policy to reshore or onshore computer chip manufacturing, and then also the Inflation Reduction Act, which was basically a Green New Deal with lipstick. It created not cap and trade, but subsidized and trade. There's all these tax credits that are tradable on Wall Street. You can sell them if you don't have enough tax liability for yourself, so you can keep churning out all the green energy stuff. But those increased inflationary pressure, the real straw that broke the camel's back was the American Rescue Plan Act, which was enacted in March 2021. That's the moment when the Federal Reserve lost control of the money supply and of inflation, and it surged. This was something that passed with only Democratic support. I think there was only one Democratic member of Congress, Jerry Golden from Maine, who voted against the thing. But all the rest of them voted for it. Vice President Harris was the tie-breaking vote in the Senate, and of course President Biden signed it into law. And they were told by Democratic economists, hey, don't do this. This is way too big. This is going to cause inflation. And they went ahead and did it anyway, bailing out, you know, union pension plans and all the states that locked down the hardest, and just throwing money at every which way to benefit favored constituencies and to fulfill a really silly campaign promise that President Biden had made.
Yeah, when you think about, you know, the White House headline, I know the headlines were, you know, the White House cheers the Inflation Reduction Act, which is ironically named, but the right. So-called anniversary of it, and then the R word appearing at the same time. And it shows you right there the cause and effect of just poor policies and the fact that but you know what, Kurt, they rely on the media being complicit not to call them the so-called mainstream media, right? that they're not getting called. Nobody's looking. If this were a Trump policy during the Trump era, or take any Republican administration, whether it's on a national level, statewide, et cetera, you would see the media pounding on it and saying, oh, this is an anniversary, but look at, and they would do massive coverage. So is part of it that people are just not, they're able to get away with it because they're able to say, well, it's not because of us. We don't control this.
Yeah, that's right. And part of the reason is that Congress doesn't have an actual budget system. They don't do a budget. They never have. And so, you know, Democrats are like, oh, it's all tax cuts and defense spending. And like, they're part of the budget, of course. But the bigger deal is, you know, a lot of the autopilot entitlement spending that's been going on. But then also during crises, during the 4 years that Nancy Pelosi was Speaker, 2007 to 2011, and then again during the last few years of the Trump administration, the first to the Biden administration, the debt burden on the economy just exploded. Like, if you look at the numbers, it's really shocking. And it makes sense when you think about it. The Speaker of the House has inordinate power to set fiscal policy, because that's where tax legislation has to originate, and most of the spending legislation does as well. So that's part of the reason that they're able to shift the blame, because nobody really is responsible for the whole. They all kind of do what they want to do, and then they blame everybody else for, you know, other pieces that are factors, but not necessarily the main thing. So it's really the spending binge that from Congress that forced the Fed's hand to increase the money supply much faster than the economy could absorb it. And of course, the Biden administration's regulatory onslaught has slowed the economy so that there's less of an economy to absorb all that extra money as well.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And one of the issues, and this goes here to the heart of Pennsylvania, and I saw you put this out on Twitter, on social media, you were criticizing Senator Casey here, who's running up against, obviously, Dave McCormick, but that Senator Casey is talking about greedflation. That's what he blames. Oh, no. It's not his policy. It's not Democrats' policy or Biden's policy. You know, Kirk Couchman, it's greedflation. That's who you should blame.
Yeah, no, it's been kind of a funny thing to watch him try to make this argument. He actually has published a series of reports talking about the hardships that people have been feeling, and that's all true. I mean, we've all felt it. But then he tries to pin the blame on corporations, and when you dig into his methodology, what you realize is that, first of all, he cherry-picks the start and end dates. He starts in the middle of the pandemic when things were at their lowest, worst point, and then measures 2 years after that when inflation was right about at the highest point. He's looking at corporate profits when doing this, except he's not looking at corporate profits. He's looking at something kind of related to that, but doesn't take account for a variety of adjustments. And then over the longer term, if you look at corporate profits as a share of the economy, they're usually right about 10% of GDP. Right now, they're right about 10% of GDP. They bumped up a little bit during the pandemic when Congress and the Fed were just dumping money into the economy. But so did a lot of other things, state and local government coffers, people's personal accounts. Like, there are a lot of things that bumped up because of this massive influx of cash. So it's not surprising. But the root cause of the inflation is Congress's overspending and overborrowing. And so, you know, the members that are most responsible for doing that, and Democrats have by and large been almost unanimous in supporting this stuff, and Republicans have been mostly opposed, depending on the bill, sometimes entirely opposed. So it's not surprising that the Democrats that are responsible for the spending and debt binge are now trying to shift the blame, especially right before the November elections.
Amen. You've also talked about, you've posted within the last hour, I think, about EVs. And take me through, and I just want to switch off of, you know, because I love focusing on the fiscal policy, but this is all part of it. But when we think about EVs and subsidies for them, take me through your philosophy on this, Kurt.
Yeah, I embrace innovation. Technological advancement is how society is able to do more with the same amount of resources. I mean, the stuff that constitutes the Earth has been basically constant since the dawn of mankind, right? Mm-hmm. But we've figured out different and better ways of doing things. And having electric vehicles, I think it's a fantastic development insofar as it's consumer-driven. There's lots of things that we want from our vehicles. We want safety, efficiency, affordability, lots of different things. But government policy is systematically pushing certain priorities over others. So there's been a maniacal focus on efficiency. And efficiency is one of the important things, but it's not the only thing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm all for EVs and other kinds of technological innovation with vehicles and lots of other things. I just don't think the government I don't think it's appropriate for the government to put its thumb on the scale and supplant consumer preferences with the preferences of the political class, which are largely, upper middle income kinds of sentiments rather than, you know, a holistic look at what the American people want. There's also the knowledge problem. Like, they don't know what I want, what you want, what Jimmy down the block wants. Like, those are things that the market is supposed to provide options for and let people make their own decisions about things. So pro-innovation, anti-subsidy, that's my philosophy.
Yeah, amen. Well, I love it. I hope you come back again. It's great to have you on. Kurt Couchman, Americans for Prosperity. Thanks, and I hope you have an awesome Friday. Thank you, Kurt.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now, I'm sharing it all. Join me for Unfiltered Talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.